April 12, 1928. Analogy between Eden and Calvary. A kingdom cannot be formed with one act alone. Necessity of the death and resurrection of our Lord. I was doing my round in the divine fiat, and I accompanied my sweet Jesus in the pains of his passion, following him to Calvary. My poor mind paused to think about the harrowing pains of Jesus on the cross. And he, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, Calvary is the new Eden in which mankind was given back that which it lost by withdrawing from my will." Analogy between Calvary and Eden. In Eden man lost grace, on Calvary he acquires it. In Eden, heaven was closed to him, he lost his happiness and rendered himself the slave of the infernal enemy. Here in the new Eden, heaven was opened once again to him. He reacquires the lost peace and happiness, the devil is chained, while man is freed from his slavery. In Eden, the sun of the divine fiat darkened and it became always nighttime for man, symbol of the sun which withdrew from the face of the earth during the 3 hours of my terrible agony on the cross. Unable to sustain the torment of his Creator, caused by the human will which, with great perfidy, had reduced my humanity to that state, horrified, the sun withdrew, and as I breathed my last, it reappeared once again and continued its course of light. In the same way, the sun of my fiat, my pains, my death, called back the sun of my will to reign in the midst of creatures. Therefore, Calvary formed the dawn which called the sun of my eternal will to shine once again in the midst of creatures. Dawn means certainty that the sun will come out. In the same way, the dawn which I formed on Calvary assures, even though some 2,000 years have passed, that it will call the Son of my will to reign once again in the midst of creatures. In Eden, my love was defeated by them. Here instead, it triumphs and conquers the creature. In the first Eden man receives the condemnation to death of soul and body. While in the second Eden he is released from his condemnation, and the resurrection of the body is reconfirmed through the resurrection of my humanity. There are many relations between Eden and Calvary, that which man lost there, he reacquires here. In the kingdom of my pains everything is given back, and the honor and the glory of the poor creature is reconfirmed by means of my pains and of my death. By withdrawing from my will, man formed the kingdom of his evils, of his weaknesses, passions and miseries. And I wanted to come upon earth, I wanted to suffer greatly, I permitted that my humanity be lacerated, its flesh torn to pieces, all full of wounds. And I wanted even to die in order to form, by means of my many pains and of my death, the kingdom opposite to the many evils that the creature had formed for herself. A kingdom cannot be formed with one act alone, but with many upon many acts. And the more the acts, the greater and more glorious the kingdom becomes. Therefore, my death was necessary to my love. With my death I was to give the kiss of life to creatures, and from my many wounds I was to let all goods out, in order to form the kingdom of goods for creatures. So, my wounds are springs which gush with goods, and my death is spring from which life for all gushes forth. And just as my death was necessary, so was my resurrection necessary to my love, because by doing his will, man lost the life of my will, and I wanted to rise again to form not only the resurrection of the body, but the resurrection of the life of my will in it. Had I not risen again, the creature could not have risen once again in my fiat. She would have lacked the virtue, the bond of her resurrection in mine, and my love would have felt incomplete. It would have felt it could do something more but it was not doing it, and so I would have remained with the harsh martyrdom of a love that is not complete. If an ungrateful man does not make use of all I have done, the evil is all his own, but my love possesses and enjoys its full triumph.